Well, I mean, that's who we got to block today, so we got to get better at it. So, you know, they're good players. We got to technique's got to be better, and they got to work their hard, you know, as hard as they can out of tackles. So.
Gary said yesterday the second line didn't maybe play as well as he had expected in Seattle. What have you seen from them the last few days since then?
Well, it's communication, and it's a matter of just making sure everybody's on the same page, tying the front side and the back side, and that's where they had their issues, in my opinion, making sure they were all tied together. So they're working at it. You know, we can't be out there and not say anything. Everybody's got to know what they're doing. So they're working at it, and they've made some strides.
About Zach and Trevor working with the threes, what kind of strides have each of them made? And obviously, Trevor at the big game.
Well, you know, Trevor lost so much time in the spring. He just wasn't able to go out there with his knee. And so he's progressing as you would think, you know, just being out there and playing. And you know, Trevor's a natural thrower. Or not Trevor, Zach's a natural thrower. They both are. You know, everybody's working hard at it. And the problem with some of those reps, they're not as many as the ones and the twos, but we're trying to prep everybody. So the opportunities they get, they got to take advantage of.
What have you seen from Norwood? You guys, Gary was saying you moved him around a little bit today. Are you trying to maybe see if there's maybe a multiversal fit for him somewhere?
Well, each of the guys that are up on the weekend, you know, they have to know multiple spots just based on guys being hurt, you know, and when you only have four or five receivers up for a weekend, you know, you got to move them around and be able to play positions. In the addition that we're always trying to get our guys in different spots. You know, we're not going to line up one guy on the left side the entire time just to make the defense have to adjust. So to move a guy around is what we'd expect. And obviously, Jordan's done a good job. He's a smart kid. He's played a lot, so he does a good job inside. So we're just moving around, make sure that he can do different things, and just like the rest of them.
Right.
How did Matt look to you Friday in terms of what he did pre-snap game? Matt
Paradis. Yes, he did a good job, a really good job. You know, he's vocal and you know, using the strengths that he has. He has good strong hands and good balance and power underneath. So as long as he gets everybody coordinated, he can use his skills, you know, whatever the God-given skills that he possesses.
As you move towards the finish line with the O-line, is it technique, communication? Are there specific things you're looking for?
No, in order to get it done as a group of five, it's got to be all of them. I mean, they've got to work technique. They've got to be on the same page, you know, and understand where their help's, you know. And that's what you want to work towards, so that two guys can work together on either side and the center knows, you know, kind of what the guards are thinking. And, you know, we should know that because all of them are in the same meeting room. They're all in the same practice room, but it helps to work with guys.
What have you seen out of Ronnie from the Friday's game?
Ronnie did a fine job, you know, obviously running the ball. He has a good burst through the line, but he's also made great strides in protection. He's done a good job stepping up, understanding what we got to do in our pass protection. So I think Ronnie had a well-rounded game. It wasn't just, you know, flash and catch, you know, running the ball. He did a good job in all aspects. So I think that's the part that we got to have everybody just make sure they understand. Like our wideouts did a great job blocking the other night. You know, they all worked hard without the ball. And backs are doing that also. So if you got all 11 guys working, then that helps.
Do you see Cody, when they drafted him, he said he was the best blocking receiver in that draft? I mean, I know he's got some nice catches, but do you see that part of his game?
Oh, yeah, he's a big, strong kid. I mean, obviously his size is makes him dominant on a DB because he is so big. And, yes, he gives great effort. So, like I said, we're just trying to make sure everybody gets a lot of reps in a lot of different places so that when it comes the first Sunday, we know we can plug some guys in and make sure we got 11 working at the same time.
Okay, thanks, Ellis. Thank you.